is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, IamRappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigger please.
Wigger please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. G. Moody, whose last name rhymes with duty, is stuck at the airport. Travel plans have been tough. We're flying all over the place this week. We're doing live shows in Austin at South by Southwest, NBA on TuneIn, all at this spot called Easy Tiger on 6th Street, Wednesday the 15th, Thursday the 16th, Friday the 17th. I'm going to be there with Kenyon Martin live, NBA on TuneIn. And then on Thursday, my man Karan Butler, NBA on TuneIn, two-man weave, me and Karan Butler. Come see us. It's free. Talk shit. Ask questions. And then Friday, the 17th, all at Easy Tiger on 6th Street, South by Southwest Festival. We're doing a live podcast. Me and G. Moody, last name rhymes with duty. He was coming from New York. He got fucked up with the storm. But we're doing a live show. We got a friend of the podcast coming on, Mia Khalifa. If you don't know who Mia is, she's a shit talker. She likes to talk shit. So she's going to fit in good. She loves her sports. She used to be in the adult film business, but she's hard body into her sports. She's controversial, and she's going to be good. So we're going to rock with her live, 5 to 6 p.m. Central. Come on out. Like I said, it's free. Easy Tiger's a dope spot right on 6th Street. But this podcast right here, this episode right here, I'm flying solo. And then I'm going to rock with my man Dean Collins. We call him the Young Shooter, friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Get some tales of the Young Shooter, his space light tales, and his trying to get some tales. But this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport. Listen to this funk, and I'll be right back with that good. All right, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper is an award-winning sleep company, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. There's over 20,000 reviews online with an average of 4.8 stars for Casper. Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Do you understand what that means? Okay, you need to buy a new mattress, okay? You could sleep on it, live on it, jump on it, have a fucking pillow fight on it, do whatever you want, okay, for 100 nights. If you don't like it, Casper will pick the mattress up and take it away from you for free, okay? It's made in America, great pricing and a great product. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially considering you're going to spend one-third of your life on it. Go to Casper.com/Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Use the promo code Rappaport. Get $50 towards any purchase by visiting Casper.com/Rappaport. They have sheets. They have pillows. They have doggy mattresses. They have pool mattresses. I love everything about Casper. Proud sponsor of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Go to www.casper.com. Get a new mattress. Sleep like a baby, sleep like an angel, okay? Go to Casper.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right. The question and the debate has started. I got to give a shout out to my man Jay Logic, supporter of the show, friend. He's a good follow on Twitter, Jay Logic. He hit me up and he was like, "Yo, Rap, you know, you talk a lot of shit about your man Derek Jeter being a great coxman, a great stick man. Obviously now he's married. He's off the market. He's got a baby on the way. He had a fantastic run." But he said, "Listen, man, the debate, the question about whether or not he was even the greatest Yankee stick man is up for grabs." I was like, "Well, what are you talking about? Are you talking about Joe DiMaggio?" He goes, "No, I'm talking about fucking Alex Rodriguez." Okay. And I looked at the lineup and the resume of Alex Rodriguez, and I got to say, he's creeping up on Jeter's greatest stick man in Yankee history. He's now with Jennifer Lopez, which automatically you climb up the ladder of coxman. Apparently, they're a couple, J-Lo and A-Rod. I don't know if they've had a moniker, but when you look at Alex Rodriguez's stats, I'm not talking about baseball. If you're looking at his stats as a coxman, I think my man J-Logic is right. I don't know if we're going to add this to like a full debate, how we're going to work this out here, but his resume is, it speaks for itself. Here we go. I mean, he's with Jennifer Lopez now, who looks as good as ever. Ann Wojcicki, I don't know who she is. She's some CEO, big time money chick. I don't know who she is. Demi Moore, he caught Demi Moore. Tori Wilson, model chick. You know, they were rocking for a little while. Cameron Diaz, which makes me think that A-Rod smokes weed. Not saying he does it when he's playing, but Cameron Diaz is a very public pothead. I like Cameron Diaz, but Cameron Diaz and A-Rod were rocking in 2010 to 2011. Another model chick, Elaine Spotswood. Kate Hudson and him, they were rocking hard body out in public and all that shit. Bethany Frankel, rumored to be an item in 2009. She's got like $150 million in the bank. Cool chick, of course. Real Housewives of New York's Michael Jordan, the greatest housewife of all time, arguably. Madonna. This other model chick named Jocelyn Morse. Another model chick named Melissa Britos. Cynthia Skirtis. I don't know who the fuck she is. The list goes on and on and on. Okay, and these are, again, these are just the ones that we know about publicly. This list has not been fact-checked, but based on everything I know, this is a debate. This is a very, very reasonable, arguable debate whether or not A-Rod might be catching up to Jeter as far as greatest coxman that the Yankees have ever seen. Mickey Mantle apparently was great. Reggie Jackson in the 70s, fantastic stickman for the Yankees. And of course, the great Joe DiMaggio did it quietly. This is in his prime, married Marilyn Monroe. But I don't think anybody beats Jeter unless we're talking about A-Rod. Up for discussion. I'd love to hear what people think. The Patriot way, the fucking Patriots. They don't give a shit about you. Them hoes ain't loyal. Shout out to Chris Brown. The Patriots ain't loyal. The Patriot way has found another victim. Malcolm Butler. If you do not follow sports, you know this. I don't know what year it was. 2-3 years ago. The Patriots were in the Super Bowl. They were about to lose to the Seattle Seahawks. This is a fact. Seattle Seahawks fucked up. Didn't run it in with Marshawn Lynch. The beast mode. They decided to throw a pass. It got intercepted. Malcolm Butler was the rookie cornerback who intercepted the fucking ball. Okay? He's a hero. He's an American hero. He's a New England Patriot hero. But they don't give a shit. The team is at odds over a contract. Butler, who deserves to be paid like a top quarterback, is getting shitted on by the Patriots because that's what they do. These hoes ain't loyal. They paid this other dude, Stephon Gilmore, who's also a good cornerback, a lot of money. And Malcolm Butler's like, yo, first of all, I won you motherfuckers the Super Bowl. Second of all, I've been doing my thing since then. Fuck you, pay me. But the Patriots, again, these hoes ain't loyal. They don't care. So you know what, Malcolm Butler? I'd start packing your bags now. Take your MVP of the Super Bowl trophy and find greener pastures. Because Bill Belichick, he doesn't give a shit about you, okay? Or your MVP trophy. Shame on you, Bill Belichick. Shame on you. You know, when I'm doing the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast solo, it's a little different. But the only thing that isn't different is the sick fucks of the week. Miles Davis and Jordan Winter, the two podcast producers of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, we call them the Dust Brothers. Please cue up the sick fuck of the week music. This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
Sick fuck.
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did. What? No. No.
No. No.
Yes.
Sick fuck of the week. The sick fuck of the week. If you've never listened to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, you will know that the sick fuck of the week is an award that is earned, not given. Once again, this is an award that is earned, not given. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Gustafito, this beautiful hippopotamus, peaceful hippopotamus. Hippopotamus is a peaceful animal, okay? There was a San Salvador zoo was murdered. The case is still under investigation. First, they said he was stabbed. Why would you say a hippopotamus was stabbed and then a few days later say it wasn't stabbed? Something bad happened to Gustafito. Shout out to Gustafito, the king of all hippopotamuses. We're going to get to the bottom of this. But this is some kind of sick thing that's going on. A rhinoceros in a Paris zoo, okay? People are breaking into fucking zoos and killing animals. A four-year-old rhinoceros was shot and killed in the zoo, and they cut the fucking horns off. Okay, the poachers. This is no good. This is not okay. Okay, and then on top of that, this is happening. This is becoming like some sort of a regular thing. You know, you think animals in the zoo are safe, but in a German zoo, okay, a bear escaped its cage and was shot dead. Now, you might say, well, of course we got to shoot the bear dead if it escaped the cage. Well, why don't you shoot the cage maker? The dumb fuck who can't make the cage that's safe enough and secure enough to keep this beautiful bear safe. You know what I mean? The bear should not be able to climb over the fence. You know, it's not an elementary school. It's a bear in a zoo. Find the guy who built the cage and why don't we tase him a few times? It's your fucking fault. Okay, obviously, you know, a bear running around a zoo is dangerous. It happened in Osnabrück. I don't like doing the German accent. Brings back old memories. But I want to give the sick fuck of the week award to the cage builder in Germany who built the cage. Okay, that's the sick fuck. Do your job. Okay, just do your job. Okay, do your job right. Do it correctly. Do it with some pride. Build your cage with some pride. Okay? Don't just, do a little chicken wire for a bear in a zoo. The other sick fuck of the week, I want to give the award to, apparently, I've never been to the Bahamas, okay? But apparently these are some world famous pigs in Bahamas. There's pigs that swim. They're down there in the island of Big Major K. People go down to the Bahamas, they chill, and there's world-famous pigs that swim in the ocean. And some sick fucks are down there giving them beer, rum, vodka, and riding them. And now what happens? The world famous pigs, the swimming pigs of the Bahamas, they're dying. Why don't you leave the pigs alone, you pig you? Okay? Let them swim, let them do their thing. You don't feed swimming pigs vodka, okay? You dumb fuck. And I'm not Mr. Animal. I'm not Mr. Animal Planet. You know, I'm not a vegetarian. I eat my chicken. I had a prosciutto and mozzarella sandwich today. I believe prosciutto is from a pig. I don't know why they just don't call it bacon. It tastes like bacon. It's fantastic. I support the vegetarians. I support the animals, but I'm also going to eat them. Okay, that's what they're here for. Because they got animals running wild in Fukushima, Japan, where they had the terrible radioactive disaster a few years ago. Well, people are moving back into Fukushima. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. No disrespect to the people of Fukushima. But they got wild boars who are corroded with nuclear waste. Okay, so what are they doing to the wild boars that have survived the nuclear disaster? They're killing these poor wild boars. Now, I don't want nothing to do with these things. These wild boars over there in Japan are frightening looking. They look crazy. They're killing them, okay? They have no choice because the people are just trying to get their lives together back over there in Japan where this disaster happened. And it's out of control. There's animals all over the planet dying, being poached, being killed in zoos, okay, running out of their cages, and now there's nuclear-infected boars in Japan. Shout out to the nuclear-infected boars in Japan, RIP, but they got to get rid of you, because these are ugly animals, and unfortunately, they've been just, you know, everybody left. Nobody cares about the boars, and wild boars that aren't infected with radioactive waste are scary looking. But if you take a look at some of these pictures of these ones that are infected, it's no good. It's no mas. And finally, the sick fuck of the week, I wanted to talk about Florida. Shout out to the great state of Florida. Your votes don't count for anything, but you do come consistently with the sick fucks of the week. The guy, we talked about him before, is a college student. He was caught. He killed a guy, and then he was chewing, biting, eating the man's face, and he said that he fled the demon-like figures that were chasing him before the killing. You had locked this fucking guy up. I guarantee you he was listening to EDM and chopping up and snorting that good bath salt, but when you start biting people's face and killing people, there's no room for you. There's no coming back, my friend. There's no rehabilitation for that kind of behavior. So you're the sick fuck of the week as well. It's like three or four of them. Leave the animals alone. Keep them safe and keep them ripe. So Keeping Up with the Kardashians started. And Real Housewives of Atlanta is just a fantastic, fantastic television show. You could call it reality. You could call it whatever you want. I call it a fantastic television show. So deep in the thick. I wish G. Moody liked Housewives. I wish there was somebody else that I could talk to about the Housewives on this Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, because I'm about that housewife life. Okay, I've said it once, I've said it before. A great episode of The Real Housewives is as good as Mad Men, Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, Six Feet Under, How to Get Away with Murder, whatever the fuck you're into. Okay, I love that show. On the other hand, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I watch this, okay? I watch this show with my wife. I feel violated every time I watch it. I feel like a little piece of me is taken away. You might say, well, why do you watch it? Because that's just the kind of person I am. It's the same reason why I argue with fuck noses on the internet. I can't walk away from something sometimes. Okay, yes, I'll admit it publicly. Okay, there's a part of me that is fascinated by the Kardashians. I'm not alone in this. I get so many different feelings and emotions and thoughts when I'm watching the show. And that might mean it's great television as well. Okay, I'm not putting it up there anywhere near with the Housewives. But I watched the fucking Kardashians. The big drama this week is whether or not the Kardashian girls are going to keep open their shop, Dash, which I guess there's a shop in Miami. I know there's a shop in Los Angeles. I drive by it all the time, not on purpose. Okay, I'm not a fucking weirdo. Me and Moody have been out there. We tried the podcast outside of Dash, the Dash show, the Dash store in Melrose, and there's one in New York. The girls, that's how they refer to them, the girls, the Kardashian girls, they've put their blood, sweat, and tears into the shop. And what do you want from me? I don't know. They may or may not close down the shop. The big season... thing that's going to bring the ratings in is Kim Kardashian is on camera crying and revealing everything that happened with the Paris robbery, which to me is this why the show is so fucking bugged out, because if something that scary happened to me, the last thing I would do is put it on a reality show. It's just bugged out. Kanye West, Kanye Kardashian has the new opening theme song for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I don't know, I like the show. I've also turned it around again, I'm going to say it, on the show Girls. I think Lena Dunham, as much as she drives me crazy, I think she's a fucking talented writer, really, really talented writer, and she's, you know, really good on the show, and that show's good. It's a good fucking show. What else is going on? I don't know. I'm concerned about flying. So kind of, I don't want to get stranded. I don't want to get deplaned. I don't want any problems with the snowstorms. I don't want anything to do with it. I also don't want to have anything to do with movie theaters that have jungle gyms in them. Apparently, there's jungle gyms in movie theaters now. Listen, let me tell you something. If you take your kids to the fucking movies, all right, they need to either be tranquilized, stuff some M&Ms down their throat, or they should be able to sit still and watch a movie theater. Because if I go to see a movie, and there's a bunch of little fucking pricks running around, jumping around on a jungle gym, okay? While I'm trying to watch a film, I'm going to have a problem with that. Okay, apparently this has become a thing. Now, I'm sure it's probably for children's films, but some of my greatest moments as a child were in the movie theater. It's not a fucking zoo. It's not a park. Parents, do not go for the okie doke. If your kids can't sit still while you take them to the movies, drop them the fuck off at the park and see how they like it. And you go home and you go to the theater and you watch the movie on your own. Okay? My mother, my father, my sister, my babysitters, they took me to the movies when I was a kid. There was no running around, no, I don't want to be here. Some of my greatest experiences as a kid, my memories, were in movie theaters, whether it was to go see Rocky, Saturday Night Fever, Slapshot, Fast Break, The Shining, Carrie, Rosemary's Baby. Did I see Rosemary's Baby in the theater? Maybe I did. I don't know. But, you know, I talk about this all the time, you know, going to see the movie. I love doing that. The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, Rocky II, Woody Allen movies. My sister used to take me to all kind of Woody Allen movies. It was like, I was bored out of my fucking mind. Listen, okay? You don't take a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, 11-year-old to see Woody Allen movies. It was way over my head. But I didn't mouth off. She stuffed some popcorn and some Twizzlers down my throat, gave me a soda, and I was having the time of my life. Okay? I go to the movie theater, and there's a bunch of kids jumping around in a fucking jungle gym. I'm going to sue somebody. It's not appropriate. It's not okay. They detained Muhammad Ali Jr., Muhammad Ali's son, again at the airport. Oh, man. I'm not going to get into the political in this, but just know that Muhammad Ali Jr., yo, if my man, you know who it is. It's Muhammad Ali Jr. He was just detained at the airport. If you're a TSA dude and you got the fucking balls big enough to detain Muhammad Ali Jr., God bless you, man. That should be a sick fuck of the week. We got to find out, Miles Jordan, find out who the TSA guy was who detained Muhammad Ali Jr. not once, but for the second time. Some other asshole was trying to smuggle 10 pounds of that yayo, that cocoa, that I'm in love with the cocoa, from the Dominican Republic. This asshole had 10 pounds of cocaine taped to his body. He looked like he had, like, you know, the thighs of life. He looked like he was Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. They caught this asshole. He's never going to see the light of day. 10 pounds of cocaine. It looked like he had like thigh pads on. He was playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1979. Looked ridiculous. I don't know what he was thinking. All right, this is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Here's a little funk. And we'll come back with my man Dean Collins, a.k.a. the Young Shooter. Yo, all soft-ass Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are available at districtlines.com/IamRapport. We got the 5-star Stereo Podcast tee, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast zip-up and pullover hoodies, the full Iverson t-shirt, the Stickman t-shirt collection, the I Don't Fact Check, the hard body karate t-shirt for men and women. Go to districtlines.com/IamRapport. If you're into YouTube, subscribe to our page for exclusive content that we're going to be rolling out. Go to www.youtube.com/Rappaport. We got our own page on YouTube, people. All right? If you're into YouTube, subscribe to our page. Again, www.youtube.com/IamRappaport.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, I'm here. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We got the Young Shooter, Dean Collins. You may or may not have ever heard him because the legions and legions of Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast fans keep building. Dean Collins is a part of the show, part of my life. Can't get rid of him. He's like a part of my life, like a callus on your foot.
Am I supposed to talk? Like, I'm just listening to you say all those things. When do I come in?
Dean Collins is a friend of mine. We call him the Young Shooter. He actually played my son on
the now defunct
War at Home.
Fox sitcom.
They fucked up on that. We could have been in year 12 right now. We would have been buying houses in Bermuda.
We might not have been happy doing 12 seasons on that show, but we would have been in syndication.
Well, I would have rather been getting paid out the ass than still having to fucking, shuck and jive with you as much as I have to shuck and jive with you. Because the reality of it is listen, we love the Young Shooter, but there's a price to pay. There's right. It's like a little roller coaster ride.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say during this part, but you could have gotten paid. If we were still on the air, you could have gotten paid to at least be hanging out with me now.
Exactly. It's kind of like, what are you doing? I'm 47. How old? I'm going to be 47 on March 20th. I'm 46 right now. My birthday's
That's
coming
crazy.
Up.
And we're exactly 20
years
apart.
And you know what's cool is that, Dean, you told me you got me a housewarming gift, which I didn't get.
My
birthday's coming up, and I'm sure like that gift will be something totally different.
No, double whammy. Well, it's kind of like
I want a housewarming gift. And I want it in separate wrapping paper. And then when my birthday comes up on March 20th, I want a separate fucking gift in separate wrapping paper. Like, don't try to two-for-one me.
Okay, but what did you get me for my birthday last year? Because I'm just curious if that's
I got you. I think I fucking took you to New York for the Tribeca Film Festival. So what the fuck I got you?
No, I paid for that ticket.
I think I got you something that had to do with that fucking trip, like two weeks in New York.
Like a slice of pizza or something.
No, fuck that. Anyway, this is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm here with Dean Collins. Who's moved into quite a swanky place. We are not going to lie, we are not in the gloom tomb.
We're on the road.
We're not on the road. We're in Dean Collins' swanky new apartment. And this is my second time being here. And you have some sort of obsession with Febreze.
I don't. My roommate, Daniel, also my best friend, Daniel, he loves his Febreze scents, I guess. So.
But it's like a fucking, it's like...
Well, I have a cat, so there's one Febreze that goes in his litter box area, so that you don't have to smell that shit. Then there's just a plug-in, just when you walk in, that's nice, you know, welcoming to the house.
Nobody uses plug-in Febrezes anymore.
What do you use?
There's different things. There's potpourri, there's candles... Plug-in Febrezes are like bad for the planet. Like, don't you listen to Leonardo DiCaprio talk?
I mean, he's not like my number one go-to guy for the planet, but if my birthday is coming up and if you have some candles that you'd like to kind of get me and replace the Febreze, I'm up for that too.
Okay, we talked about this early on. I don't think when people were listening to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, but one of the things that I've done with Dean throughout the years, and one of the classic episodes with Logan Lerman, big time young actor, We had him on the show. It was Dean and Logan Lerman. Logan's been in, what are some of the movies he's been in?
Logan has been in, his claim to fame would be the Percy Jackson films. He was also in Perks of Being a Wallflower with Emma Watson.
Right.
He was in Fury, the Brad Pitt
True
movie.
Young Shooter. Yeah. I had Logan and Dean on. It was the first ever three-way podcast. Yeah. I was proud about that. And we talked about mountaintop moments because Logan, you know, and Dean, they do some cool shit. But me and Dean have done some cool shit. And since we brought up DiCaprio, why don't you retell the story about when I introduced you to Leonardo DiCaprio and what that meant to you?
Really?
Yeah, why not? You've told it once on the podcast. Tell it again.
Because, if you want me to tell it again.
Well, because we have 1.5 million listeners. Like we're popping off here. So not everybody heard the first time. Give the short version. When I introduced you, when I took you to meet Leo D, poolside.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.
Paint the picture.
So it's 2009, okay? and I get a call from Michael, and he says, hey, come meet me at the Roosevelt Hotel. It's Sunday afternoon.
And not everybody's a hipster like you, Dean, and knows what the Roosevelt Hotel
is. It's the world famous Roosevelt Hotel. There's been many people, celebrities that have died there.
What the fuck? Who died there?
I think John Belushi maybe.
No, that's the Chateau Marmont.
Okay, well somebody
died there.
Why
are you putting that on him?
I'm not. I'm just saying
nobody
someone
fucking died
there.
At the Roosevelt
Hotel. Yeah, they did.
Who? What celebrities just died at the Chateau at the Roosevelt?
A bunch of people. Anyway, whatever.
Why do you want to be?
It doesn't matter about who died there. It doesn't matter. People have overdosed. Whatever. And so anyway, it's the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. It's in the center of Hollywood. A lot of big famous people stay there. Anyway, it's Sunday. It's 2009. Michael calls me. Says, "Hey, you got to meet me at the Roosevelt Hotel poolside. I got some big." Or actually, you didn't tell me Leo was there.
I said, "Come though."
You just said, "Come." Okay.
Because Dean, this is when you were a little younger, so you
were
a little
19.
Bit more impressionable.
Yes, 19. I cut the whole line of people at the Roosevelt with you. You took me. We went straight in. We're at the bar. I don't think I'm not drinking at this point or anything.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Underage. And so we're there. And then I see this guy. And that guy happens to be Leonardo DiCaprio. And I turned and was like, holy shit, dude, that's Leo right there. And I know that you're friends with him. So I was like, fucking go say hi. Just do, you know. And you're like, where is he? And I was like, it's there with the hat on. So finally, we see him. And he's texting on his BlackBerry, if any of you guys know what the fuck that is these days. But he had a BlackBerry at the time. He's sitting down with his buddy, and it's just them two. And they're just sitting, just texting on their phones. And there's a guy who's like passed the fuck out, drunk, and his legs are up, blocking the way to get to Leo, okay? So we're on our way to go say hello to him, and we're a couple feet away. And there's this guy with his fucking feet up, passed the fuck out. And Michael goes, excuse me, you know, I'm trying to go that way. And the guy is passed out. And then he looks up at Michael in his little drunken stupor. And he looks up at him. He goes, oh, dude, really? And Mike, because his feet are up. And Michael's, and you're like, yeah, motherfucker, really? Move your feet. So he gets up. He's a jolts out. We finally pass that guy. And then you go to Leo and you say, yo, what's up, blah, blah. You guys are reminiscing. This is my friend Dean. He stands up. Leo, nice to meet you. I shake his hand. You know, no
he
shit.
He stood up to meet you?
Yeah, he did.
He's a real fucking gentleman.
Yeah, he was.
Leonardo
he seemed really nice.
He's good people.
So it's just our little pod at this point. Okay, it's me and you. I'm 19. This has got to look weird.
Like,
on his
like you, your little panties are like all fucking like you.
Sure.
They're like all fucking in a bunch. About
okay,
Leo, right?
Yeah, sure. You know,
okay,
I'm just telling the story.
All
just
right.
A couple guys hanging out. It's nothing crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, it just so happens that it's Leonardo DiCaprio and me and you and his friend whoever. And
it's my man Vinny Boombatz.
Sure. And we're sitting there, all of us, I'd say for about 30 to 45 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're facing each other. Like it's like we're at a booth at a restaurant. That's
mm-hmm.
how close we are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Leo's on his phone most of the time, but he's loving talking about basketball. He loves talking about, you know, whatever. So he goes, oh, I'm about to go do this movie. I just came off of this movie with Scorsese. And I, at this point,
well,
I
don't
know,
make it seem like he said it like it was like a burden. He's talking. This is his life. Don't make it like, oh, I just came off. You're making
well,
it sound
like
Leo's
that.
A prick.
No, this is just what
are
I heard
him say.
Are
you trying to fucking throw Leo
no,
under the
man,
brush?
I loved him. I thought it was great.
He's fucking talking to you and he's like, how do you
I
know, Mike?
Was,
he's like, treat
no.
you like a civilized person.
Well, he didn't really talk to me, no. But
hey, he asked you, how do you know? Because he said, we were talking to somebody. He played my son and he's
yeah.
like, why would you still be hanging around him?
He
and
didn't
I said,
say
Mike,
that.
He said, well, Mike Rapp, why would you still be hanging around with
he,
this fucking
he didn't say that.
I think he did say that.
Okay, well,
He didn't say that?
No.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Usually anyway, a lot of people say that. Go ahead.
Selective memory, but...
Get to the fucking juice of the story, man. Wait, if I don't take the lead of the story, you're going to fucking...
This is the fucking story, man. I can't cut out... You know, these are important parts.
All right, good.
So he's done. He's with Scorsese. He goes, I just came off this movie, and I said, oh, Shutter Island? And I know, you know, I'm a fan. He goes, yeah. And then he starts telling this story about Shutter Island. And then he goes, hey, now I'm about to go off to fucking Japan to go do this whole fucking movie. I don't know what the fuck it's about. And I said, Inception?
Right.
And
he was nervous about Inception.
Yeah, he was nervous about Inception.
Because he said the script was bugged out.
He goes, I went to go meet Christopher Nolan. And, right. And he's like, and you know, this guy's trying to put me in my place and tell me what to do. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, you listen to what I'm telling you.
Right.
You know, I know what to do.
That's what he was saying.
And he's
right.
like, I don't know. And this is when Inception plot. No one. It was right. top secret. Okay?
He was a little nervous about
that. He was a little
film.
Nervous.
Did he win an Oscar for that? Or the
no.
film won an Oscar?
No, I'm sure something, you know, whatever. Yeah, some Oscars, whatever. So he's like, I'm about to go do this.
Okay.
This and that. Anyway, the juicy part of the story, which I thought was
there
really
There was
cool,
girls all over the
that's,
place.
That's what I'm getting
go
to.
Ahead.
So he's on his BlackBerry texting as if, you know, he's super low-key.
This is the middle of the summer. There's 150
so many
out.
Girls. So these
it's
girls.
It's a beautiful summer day.
So these girls, these hot girls, three of them probably walk over to our little circle and they're whispering in Leo's ear and they go, hey, and he's on his phone texting, not even look up at them. Okay. It's as if it's just fucking second nature. This guy gets it all the time.
It's
so he's
crazy.
Like, uh-huh. And she goes, you know, we're in room 202. And if you want to come up there, you know, we're all over here. And he's like, cool. All right. Thanks. Cool. Not even looking up. And I'm sitting there like,
isn't
wow,
that wild?
This is crazy. This
like,
guy's
yo,
life.
We're talking about, they're just straight up, like, just like, come up here.
It was insane. And we're in this little hub, and there's a girl.
And he's just chilling.
And there's a girl from Beverly High who I didn't go to Beverly High, but I know a lot of people there.
Right.
And she looks at me, and this is a girl who didn't usually give me the time of day.
Yeah.
And she's looking at me like, you're sitting with Leonardo DiCaprio. And I look at her, and I'm kind of like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Sorry, not bitch, but at the time, bitch was a little bit more appropriate to say.
Yeah, you can't say that now.
So,
we don't want to fucking piss off any of the men or women wearing pussy hats.
And I'm not even going
down. Do you
down.
Have a pussy hat?
I don't know what that means.
You know the little hat? It's like a feminist statement, the pussy hats.
No, I don't even know what that is.
You don't have a pussy hat?
I don't have a hat that actually attaches to a vagina?
No, it's a hat that's like pussycat ears. They call it a pussy hat.
Oh, no. Why would I have that? I have
a lot of men are wearing them.
I have a cat. I don't have a hat.
All right, well, speaking of girls, well, one of the things that the people have asked for is more adventures of the young shooter. The question it always is with Dean Collins, can a shooter shoot? Can a skeeter skeet? Okay, and Dean's moved into a new swanky bachelor pad.
Thank you.
And we haven't had you on in a few weeks, and the people want to know, and I want to know really what's going on in your dating life.
Okay.
What do we got? Like, what happened this weekend? What's been the most recent events?
Okay,
like, what are you into? Are you still on Tinder?
Oh, I redownloaded. Well, I cut all of it because I was glued to my phone about it, but I redownloaded and paid because this is a little crazy. I'm doing a subscription now.
What is it?
Just unlimited swipes. You know, it just yeah, I'm paying now monthly. It's
on
not
Tinder?
A lot. Yeah.
How much do you pay?
$5.99 a month.
$5.99 a month.
That's not a big deal. We don't have to.
And how much do you pay for that for the porn channel that you use?
I don't pay for a porn channel. Why would any? First of all, I don't know. Maybe it's your generation. No one pays for porn, man. It's all fucking unlimited. It's on
where?
It's on the internet. On the internet, man.
If you, but like where?
Google.com.
You Google porn? But how do you get it? Like, how do you get it? Like, so like you get what you want. I mean, if you Google porn, like, who wants to be doing that all the time?
What do you mean? You were trying to like pay per view porn? Like,
no, I'm saying
mean?
Like if you want something specific.
Yeah, you look up the specifics.
Let's say you're interested in watching like chicks with dicks, and like you're like, do you?
I'm not interested in that. But if that's what you're interested,
I could say that on the podcast.
I could send you a few links if that's what you were into.
Chicks with dicks.
If that's what you were into, I could send you a few places just to start.
But how do you know the places to start? How do you know the places to start? Like,
keywords,
why are you so familiar with that?
Keywords. Oh, I'm 26.
You're familiar with chicks with dicks?
You said that. I'm familiar with porn on the internet.
Okay.
You're familiar with chicks with dicks.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, we don't have to get into the porn thing, but yes, to go back to it, I redownloaded Tinder. I redownloaded Bumble.
What's Bumble?
Bumble is when the girl has to send you a message first. You can't send
her
a message.
So she chooses you.
She chooses. Ooh. You guys can swipe and get connected, but
now,
she
in
chooses.
Order for her to choose you, she sees what on you? A picture?
Yeah, it's like just a couple of pictures.
And are you have like, you have to do pictures? Are you like doing like pull-ups?
No, I'm not that guy.
Are you gardening? Like,
no,
are you just like smiling? Are you like, hey, I'm the funny guy? Like,
I have some funny guy pictures with a lot with my friends. Some stuff, just you know, stuff that you've taken of me, and then I do a lot of my music stuff. Me on stage, you know, kind of throw me out.
just kind of... So I'm funny, but I have a band, Pacific
yeah,
the Band?
Yeah, and it's not the band. It's just for URL sakes, it's Pacific the Band, but the band is just called Pacific.
So how do people hear Pacific
so
music?
You
because you've gotten hit up from the show.
I have, yeah.
Because people listen to Pacific.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stay focused. Let's stay focused. We've given the fucking band a lot of props in the past. Don't try to fucking take over the podcast and start fucking pumping Pacific the Band.
I didn't. You kind of took the reins on that
one,
but
just don't start trying to make this into a fucking press like a press conference.
I don't know what I did to even make it seem like I did that, but we'll just move on to the whole events in my life.
Okay.
This and that. So
Bumble. Bumble's the name of the
yeah. So there's Tinder, there's Bumble, and there's one more that's very exclusive.
Called what?
Raya.
Are you on that?
I'm on Raya.
Is that the one that's like
yes?
There's like actors and actresses
yes,
on there.
Yes, there's like Frances Bean is on it. You know, like the Courtney Loves. The
Courtney Love is on it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk
and
about Courtney
like
Love.
It's like a dating.
On
it's like a dating site for yeah, like people in the know.
In the know, and some people that are not in the know. It could be like regular people, whatever.
But they kind of know somebody who's in the know.
Yes, but there's like a song that plays and go through your picture.
You pick a song?
You pick your song.
What's your song, bro?
Right now, I'm listening to...
Is it a Radiohead song?
No.
Coldplay song?
No, it's not.
What song is it?
Come on, man. That's not me. It's actually by a band called The Growlers. They're fucking
ooh,
really dope.
So it's like you're telling the girls, like, I growl.
I didn't think about it like that, but sure. Yeah, okay. it's got a nice kick to it.
And you
nice
could
beat.
Pick any song.
Yeah, so I'll Be Around by The Growlers. Also, shout out to Portugal the Man. I love that fucking band, and the dude in that band is so cool. And I know he...
Who is it?
He's so dope. I honestly met him on Instagram. He just
whoa,
hit me up.
My
he's
man.
Playing.
Whoa, what
no,
the
no, no.
fuck kind
of... I'm a fan of his music,
My man. You met a guy who's in a band on Instagram?
No, like...
That sounds questionable.
Okay, but you just don't... Maybe you don't know the band, but like, his band is awesome.
What's his
he
name?
He fucks with... The band is called Portugal the Man.
Okay, speak on the mic, please.
Okay, sorry.
And what's the lead singer's name?
Listen.
It's okay,
that's,
fine.
That's the band.
Okay.
Okay?
And they're dope?
They're fucking dope.
What
man.
Kind of music is it?
It's like, I would say alternative, rock.
Let me tell you something. We talk heavy about our funk, our hip-hop, and all that other shit. If music is dope, music is dope. I know I talk my shit, okay? Yeah. But when I'm in the car with Dean Collins, when he's driving me around, I say play some of that mellow shit, and Dean Collins got good taste in music.
I feel like I come through.
So you're telling me Portugal the Band is solid.
Portugal the Man.
Portugal the Man. So the guy's name is Portugal.
No.
And he's
no.
like, my name is Portugal the Man, like a Gringo Mandingo, the man.
No, but it's a great band. I know he fucks with you. Hardcore, and he's playing a show out in LA tomorrow.
That's what's
and,
up.
Anyway, so right. I'm a fan. That's on my Raya profile as well.
Copy.
But
copy
just
that.
to go through everything, I don't know where we last left it, but I was dating a girl for about a month.
Yes.
I ended things with her, which actually was not. It didn't feel good.
Damn, that sucks. How did you do that? Did you do it face to face?
I did it face to face.
Good for you.
I would never do something like that on a text message. And
let me say something to the people about Dean Collins, the shooter. The shooter talks a lot of shit. The shooter has fun. The shooter's living the life of a young single dude. But the shooter's good people.
Thank you, man.
Because you told me about the situation, and I was like, "How'd you do it?" You did it head up. You did it face to face. Did it like a man.
Thanks.
You took your pinch like a man.
And it really was a different, you know, I'd never felt so close with a girl since my ex-girlfriend of 3.5 years,
yeah,
which ended a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And this one was getting very serious.
Very fast.
Very fast after, you know, a month. And she's great and she's a model and she's really creative. And
model?
Yeah. She's
model
really,
chick.
Yeah. I'm not going to name the brand.
You pull model chicks.
I wouldn't say
I've
that
I've never
I pull
dated
model
a
chicks.
Model in my entire life.
This was the first and she's
first
super
of many.
Cool. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Anyway, so it just was moving too quick. I wasn't ready for a relationship.
Yes, sir.
And she was great. So anyway.
So since then you're back. You're back on the saddle.
Yes.
Okay. And how's that working out for you?
It was good. So this past weekend, mm-hmm. I went out. I did. I went to Funk Night. This is like a regular place. Okay. It's
what is that?
It's okay. So Funk Night is basically this spot at the Echo. In Echo Park,
mm-hmm.
and they spin, DJ spin like vinyl, on vinyl, James Brown, there's like visuals of old, you know, 60s and
damn.
Everyone getting down, and everyone there is getting down with funk music. It's not like stuck up like LA bullshit.
How many people are in the club?
So many.
Like is
hundreds.
It, like is it hundreds or a thousand or is it
no,
like 300?
No, it's like a couple hundred.
But people are dancing and shit?
Oh yeah.
And what's the crowd like?
The crowd is just the best vibe. anywhere I've been to in LA.
So it's just music.
Music. Damn. There's two separate. There's an outdoor bar. There's an indoor
all
bar.
All funk.
Photo booth. All funk. And it's like great DJ. Like damn. Two separate. You would love it.
Are they mixing it and shit, oh, yeah. or are they just playing it? They're not even going to some fucking iPod playlist shit. No.
I don't think so. They're like playing.
They're rocking.
No, they're rocking on
that's
vinyl.
That's dope.
So anytime I go
thanks
there.
Thanks for the fucking invite, by the way, fucko.
I've been telling you to come with
you
me.
You always tell me afterwards. Just say you fucking tell me after the fact.
Would you come out at like 11 o'clock?
It starts at 11?
Like 10-ish. There's a line. You know, it's like.
I'm not fucking with no line, dude. All right, man. My man, when I show up, they know I'm not. I don't wait on no lines
no,
at club.
I hear you.
I haven't waited on a line for a club. Since motherfucking 91, Duke, and I ain't starting with your little funk night.
All right, man.
I'm going to tell you that right the fuck now. The last club I waited for a line to get in on was the Latin Quarters, okay, when it was pure hip-hop, like Salt and Pepper, Heavy D up in the limousine.
Yeah,
that type
man.
Of shit.
I caught that reference.
Okay,
you sound angry.
I don't wait on lines, Duke. So if I go with you, trust me, we ain't waiting on no lines, my man. Go ahead.
You sound a little angry.
I'm just saying there's a line. What fuck are you talking about?
I didn't
about?
Say you had to wait. I'm just saying
I know
is
I ain't
line.
Waiting on no fucking line for no goddamn
fuck
club.
The line, man. Anyway, Funk Night was a great vibe this weekend. Every time I go there, I meet new girls, and everyone's just super cool. So I was rocking with this girl there, this and that.
What do you mean rocking with this girl?
Just like dancing on stage.
You're dancing.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. That's one
I'd
thing.
I'd pay money to see that. I would pay money that's like to
my,
see...
That's like my thing. Like at Chapman, when I went to Chapman, I would have dance parties in my room with the space light cracking, my music going, and we're probably 10 of us on my bed. Mm. And I had me and all these girls on my bed were all dancing to all the shit that I like. The bed collapsed. Mm. I had
hell
an IKEA
yeah.
guy. I was stranded.
Then
for like
what
a week.
Happened?
It collapsed.
And then what happened when the bed collapsed?
We like moved the dance party onto the regular floor.
Like nothing happened on the bed.
Yeah, like
after
I had to figure that out the next day.
But like after the bed collapsed, like you guys are on the bed, nobody's like, yo, let's.
We were like, oh shit, the bed collapsed.
But and then what?
My fucking frame broke. Like it was.
But it wasn't
thing.
Like, oh, let's get it popping now?
No, we were getting it popping still. Anyway, back to Funk Night. We were talking, me and this girl, I got her number, this and that, whatever. So,
what's her name?
Her name, and I could even say it, this girl, her name is Allison. But she's cool. I didn't hook up with her, nothing like that.
Okay.
But it's been great.
When you say hook up, when younger people say hook up, does that mean, what does that mean?
And it can mean a wide variety of
but
things.
What does that mean? Like, because the
make
term hook up to me was like, I would say to like a dude, yo, let's hook up at 4
I don't
4:00.
Do that anymore. My dad does that too. He's like, you should hook up with, and I'm like,
yeah, but hook
stop
up,
saying that.
That's the origins of it.
I hear you, but it's just, I don't say that with a, like, I'm going to go hook up with that dude.
Yeah,
it
but you
weird.
Can be like, yo, I'm going to hook up with you at 4:00, and then like, doesn't mean I'm trying to fuck you. Like that's what like I right, hook so up means hang out.
So I'm just
when you say to the chick we didn't. I'm asking for clarification, yeah. Duke. So when I say what does that hook up mean? Does that mean that's some sort of sexual connotation?
Yes.
So, but does it mean make out?
Yeah.
Freak off. Third base. Second
I would say
base,
make out.
Or like the full even, Monty.
No, I would say kiss. Like because then I would say I didn't like
tap that ass.
Yeah, tap that ass.
Okay.
Anyway, she was cool. I got her number. We're talking. Whatever. It's all good. Mm-hmm. I leave. Mm-hmm. Me and Logan is with me, and we're having a great night. We go to Tatsu Ramen.
Yes.
It's open till 3 a.m. It's great ramen. We're fucking, we're pretty trash. We meet these other two girls
yes.
who we end up just eating with. We're, you know, talking whatever. We stay in touch
how
with
they
them.
How
did
they look?
They're fine. They're, mm-hmm. One of them was lesbian, super cool. Mm-hmm. The other one was really cute, whatever.
So
I leave. I get home about 4 something, okay?
Yes,
now, I talked to you about Bumble, right? So I had been swiping, and I had matched with this girl on Bumble maybe 2 days prior.
And this
prior.
Is the one where they choose you?
Yes. 2 days prior, she goes, you know, how's your weekend going? Or what are you up to this weekend? You got any big plans? I said, you should come out. This was for Friday. I didn't hear back. So Saturday.
I have a question. I'm sorry. I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you find that shocking?
Yeah.
I find that almost like miracle-ish. Some girl, out of all the hundreds of dudes,
yeah.
she saw the picture of you. And she chooses you, and then she's texting you at 4 a.m.
Well, that's
just off
well,
a picture.
We haven't gotten there yet.
I mean, you're not fucking Matt Dillon. You look like Michael Rapaport. Okay, so basically, that's like a miracle that she sees that fucking
yeah.
face you have.
I
she's
yeah.
not picking up on your funny personality or,
no.
or your quirky funny thing or you're smart. She
yeah.
sees your face. Like to
yeah.
me, that's like a fucking like that's like Haley's Comet.
Thank you, man. I mean, I don't know whether to thank you or be insulted, but yeah, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I've heard like, you know, that I look like Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe in Titanic, like the Downs version of him. If that, you know, that's like a compliment to me.
Mm.
Anyway, I had longer hair back then, but so anyway, I go back I'm heading home now from Tatsu. Logan is dropped off.
4 in the morning.
It's about 4:15 now.
Okay, that's what's up.
I gave this girl, it didn't work out for Friday. I didn't hear back. So I gave her my number and I said, yo, come out, hit me up. I gave her my number. I didn't hear back. Now it's 4:30. I'm not exaggerating this. 4:30, I get a text from an unknown number. Hey, it's, let's call her Julia.
We're going to say her name is Julia.
We're going to say
And the reason why we're giving aliases is because one time we gave a little too much information on the podcast and somebody breached podcast trust and then tracked this person down and then reached out to us to say, oh, we were able to track them. And the question was, why the fuck would you spend your time tracking down a girl that the shooter is trying to shoot
with? You got nothing fucking cock blocking, son of a bitch. Okay. But anyway.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I get this text. Logan's no longer here. Now, just to go back to this, if you guys remember Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Okay. I've talked about Tinkerbell on the podcast.
Yes.
I hadn't heard from Tinkerbell in a long time. It's been a couple months. She hits me up, and at this point, I'm drunk and I'm like, come on by, Tinkerbell. She's down.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, but I need an Uber the next day. But I was like, oh fuck, I'm not trying to buy
She
an
said,
Uber.
I'll yeah, come. She's
like, but you need to buy my Uber the next day. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm usually okay with that. But at this point, I'm like, I'm a little over that now. We've done that song and dance.
And Tinkerbell lives, like, it's kind of like an expensive
Uber.
Yeah,
it's far. It's very far.
She don't have her own car, Tinkerbell?
No, it's a whole story.
Can't she, like, put her little fairy wings on and fly?
There's nothing like that.
Okay.
That was, anyway, so she's on her way. I'm on my way.
She's on her way.
She's on her way, okay?
In an Uber?
Yes.
Because she's not driving herself.
She's on her way. This is a real deal story, and this is how I'll end it. But
break it down.
She's on her way.
Yes, sir.
And then I get this text from this girl on Bumble at 4:30, okay? And she goes, hey, it's Julia from Bumble. I just got off of work. I bartend, blah, blah. What are you up to? And I'm like in my fucking drunken Milagro tequila zone. Shout out to Milagro. Love that shit. Milagro gets me going. Silver Milagro. It comes in the blue bottle. I get off on that shit. I don't buy anything else. Like, on the reel, I get all my friends to get in on it. I chase it with, you don't even have to chase it. You don't need a chaser. It's so good on its own. I fuck with it every weekend and it literally changes my nights.
Okay.
I don't fuck with vodka. I don't fuck with whiskey. I found my drink, Milagro Tequila, silver bottle.
That's what's up.
Silver edition.
That's what's
the
up.
Shit. So I'm feeling on that Milagro buzz. Like I'm in my shit. I'm on autopilot. You know what I mean?
Sir.
Like take over. Jesus, take the wheel. Here I am, man. I'm sending my texts. I'm doing my thing. So I get this girl from Bumble. She hits me up. Hey, I say, you should come over. 4:30, okay? She's in Echo Park where I just left. And she goes, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea. I said, why? She goes, because I'm not supposed to come to strangers' houses. Now, I literally have had no conversation with this girl, okay? I have not spoken to her on the phone. I have literally sent her a message on Bumble. We see each other's photos.
You see her pictures?
That's it.
And what does she look like?
She looks good. She's like an indie chick from Silver Lake, tattoos, you know, this and that. Julia.
What picture did she have on her? I mean, what song did she have on her thing?
There was no song on this app.
That's
just Bumble. So
that's what's up.
Anyway, she hits me up and I was shocked.
What's the one with the songs, Raul?
Raya. So, okay. Yeah, forget about Raya. So I get this thing and I'm conflicted.
So you have two chicks.
I'm conflicted. Now I get.
Can a shooter shoot?
Well, we're about to find out.
This is truly. Can a shooter shoot?
We're about to find out. I was in that predicament like, shit, man, what do I do here? So.
These are the chronicles of a young stick
exactly.
man.
So I didn't know if this girl, Julia, was definitely coming over. So I'm still leaving room for
Tinkerbell.
Yeah. I was going to say her name. Fuck. Tinkerbell to be on her way. Okay. She says, I'm on my way. Da 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 da. Then this girl, I said, you should just come over, you know. And I think I call her because she's like, I don't feel comfortable going to strangers' houses. So I call her. I was like, yo, where are you? So she gets a little sense of who I am. I'm not this fucking weirdo, creep guy. Come over, you know. Like, I'm cool. You don't need to come over. It's all good. You sound cool. Whatever. She goes, all right, I'm down. I'm going to come over. And I was like, okay. So I hit up Tinkerbell. Hey, got some drama that just happened with my friend. I'm dealing with a bunch of shit. I can't chill. Sorry.
What does she say?
She's like, well, why don't you hit me up after the drama, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know.
What, is she going to roam the streets at 5 in the morning?
I wouldn't be surprised. So now at this point.
Holy shit, so then Tinkerbell is hard.
Hardcore. So she's like, fuck it. I'm going back home. This and that. I was like, all right, I didn't respond. So this one, now it's 5 a.m., okay? And I know this is a long story.
Yo, you're wild with the fucking
wrapping
shit,
it up.
Man.
So it's 5 a.m. now.
Yo, you're crazy, man. 5 a.m. in the morning, you're waiting for the second chick?
I wait for her. She shows up. She goes five minutes away. Good. She looks great.
How's she smell?
Great.
Like Febreze?
not Fabreeze, but just nice scents and just nice, you know, natural scents, whatever.
Yes, sir.
So I have a little island that I put together in my kitchen with Daniel. It took me about 4 hours.
It's very impressive.
From IKEA. There's some bar stools.
You guys did that on your own.
Yeah, so that's kind of my pad of like, okay, you know, I have an upstairs, so that's where I start. You know, let's whip out the
Milagro. You got a whole routine. Like, you start there.
I personally do, yeah. I start there, so it's not like, hey, let's go, you know. So we're at the island. We're doing my thing.
Skeet, skeet.
Sure, and we whip out the Milagro. I love it. And then I get some of the Blue Moons out, some beers. We're just chilling. We're getting to know each other.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Space lamp.
Space light. We're not there yet, but did I pop that on? Yeah, I definitely did. So, okay. The space light, before she got there, it's already on and the lights are off in my room. So when we do go upstairs, which it has to get there because it's 5 a.m. You're not trying to like have a beer with me and then go home at 5:30. Space light's already rocking up.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead. So what happens?
So we're at the island.
What are you saying in the morning?
We're talking.
The sun's coming up.
Basically. I'm fucked up. We're getting to know each other at this point. Oh yeah. Do you like this? But yeah. Oh, what do you do? She goes, oh, I used to direct this and that. And now I'm just, you know, looking for blah, blah, blah. We're catching up. And then I just like make the move, not to kiss her, but I'm like, start turning off the lights.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
Like, all right, I'm clearing up this living room area. Oh, and then, you know, the cat, I have a cat, Pablo.
Now, what happens if one of these young ladies is allergic to cats?
She was. Actually, I tell them,
your cat is cock blocking.
No.
A cat blocking.
It's actually
cat.
Not. It's not.
That is a cock blocking cat.
It's really not. And he's such a great cat, but I'm severely allergic to him. For real.
Your cat?
I'm very allergic.
To your own cat?
I couldn't deny his love. I love him so much that's why I have him. So when people say I'm allergic, I go, I get shots every week. Allergy shots. I'm allergic to him like crazy. So that's how much I love him. That's got to say something. Anyway, we're closing down the living room. I go upstairs. The lights are on. The fucking space light's rocking. Okay.
Does she walk in? Is she like, ooh, we're like in Saturn?
Honestly, I don't even remember. I mean, I remember, but like,
does she think like she's at the Hayden Planetarium?
Like, what the fuck am I, man? Yeah, like, yeah, she's at the planetarium. It's like,
and
fucking,
are you playing music?
No, because Daniel's sleeping. And I don't think I'm playing music at this point. It's like 5 something.
Yes, 5 a.m.
We get into the bed and I make the move.
Shooter shoots.
Let's just say the shooter shoots.
Woo! Yes, sir!
And
I like this.
Wake up the next day.
Now, when you say wake up the next day, you went to sleep at like 5? Like,
6. It is 6, probably. I went to sleep. So woke up. It's daylight savings time.
So when do you wake up?
1 o'clock. Daylight savings
time. She's over there sleeping.
Fucking sleeping. So I'm like, oh, I got shit to do now. This and that. I got lunch, and I did. And she took an Uber, and I don't think I'm going to pursue it again.
But you haven't even texted nothing?
Did
she hit you back?
No.
Like, damn. Yo,
I haven't said anything.
This is some young...
I haven't said anything.
Young, wild, and free, wild shit. I don't even know about this kind of life. No bullshit.
We did it all. We did it all.
Woo!
That's all I'll say. We did everything.
Damn.
So I was like... And Daniel's like, how was your night?
You caught in the booty hole?
No, I didn't do that.
You said you did it all?
No, I didn't do that, man. I didn't do that.
You didn't catch the booty hole?
No, I didn't fucking do that, man.
Do what?
I just didn't crawl into any...
You didn't crawl in the booty hole?
No, I didn't crawl into anybody's booty holes.
Okay, okay.
Anyway,
you said we did it all.
I thought you said, man.
Oh, my man caught the booty hole.
No, I didn't do that. Okay. But you know, anyway, Daniel asked me, how was your night? This and that. It was good. And then later on, I said, yo, I actually met up with this girl from Bumble at 5 a.m. He's a world-class stick man, so he was like, oh, shit, are you serious? You guys never spoken nothing? I said, no. It was the first.
Damn.
I've ever done that. And
so
worked
that
out.
Bumble shit is really just on some, like, yo.
I guess.
It's not like we're trying to, like, let's go to the beach
No.
Throw a frisbee around.
Listen, I would have never hit her up at 4:30, 4:45. She hit me up. I'm going to not say no. That was it. Things are good. Things are moving. I'm trying to stay work-focused
now. Was her fuck style Buckwall?
Yeah, I guess so.
Her fuck style was Buckwall?
It was okay.
Okay.
But that was it, man.
I gotta tell you, man, this is a whole other atmosphere.
Yeah,
other lifestyle.
Right.
Respect.
Thank you,
respect.
Man.
Did you bag it up? Did you bag it up? See, he paused. You went raw dog? Did you go raw dog or did you bag it up?
Off the mic, I'll tell you about this one.
Did you go raw dog? The people, you paused. I asked you if you bagged it up. You paused. I think we know our answer.
Yeah.
I think we should definitely say we support and encourage everybody. Listen, we talk about stickman, coxman, all that stuff. Listen, you can't be out here going raw dog.
I know.
So when you caught the booty hole,
I didn't do that. You just said that I did that.
General, you didn't bag it up across the board.
No, I didn't.
You're a wild cowboy, man.
I don't even like
you
saying
are
that.
A wild
you should cut
cowboy
that because I don't even like
real,
saying that
man.
Shit on here, man. I'm not fucking proud of that.
Yo, you shouldn't be proud of it.
I'm not. Well, I just told you I'm not.
You're Sean Kempin. You're Sean Kempin.
I don't know who that is, but
yo, you're Sean. You don't know who Sean Kemp is? First you don't know Paulie Walnuts, and now you don't know who Sean Kemp is.
I remember Paulie Walnuts. People
haven't forgiven you for not knowing who Paulie Walnuts is.
I don't fact check, man. Would you like me to fucking secretly fact check?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right,
Dean. It's been fun, man. I appreciate you having me on again.
The honesty and the genuineness is dope. My man Dean Collins is not a savage. He's a good dude.
Thank you, man.
Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to join us this week for South by Southwest. We're going to be rocking in South by Southwest Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Would love to one of these days get out there with you somewhere.
We got
to
have you come do a live show.
You just let me know, man. I told you.
But I've let you know a lot, and then there's always,
There's always bullshit on your end where you're like, well, it's just not happening. I'm always in, man.
We're going to be at Austin this week. You want
to
come?
I would love to.
But you might be working.
Let's see. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but we'll see if I am. I would knock on wood, man.
All right.
All right. And, it's been real, man. I appreciate you having me on this.
My man, I end the show. You know what? It's been real. I appreciate it. I end the show. Let me finish the fucking show.
Do I not talk anymore?
You could talk, but let me do the wrap up for the show.
Yeah, do the ending.
I'm going to fucking do the ending. You're like, oh, I appreciate it. You're going to cut the fucking mic.
No, I'm just saying. No.
I'm going to finish the show when I finish the show.
It's your show, okay, man. Do the ending.
CIN Rapport Stereo Podcast. Therapeutic Podcasting. Disruptive Behavior. We will be at South by Southwest this week, live all week. Tune in, NBA and tune in. And what more can I say? It's the Young Shooter. He's here, Dean Collins. Follow him on Instagram.
At Dean Collins.
You're listening to Pacific the Band.
Just Pacific, but if you want to find
My man. Let me finish the show. You're listening to Pacific. That's rocking. And we're doing the damn thing. And the shooter shoots. We want to encourage everybody to practice safe sex.
Yeah.
Did you get your dick checked since then?
I've been checked, man. Let's not end on that.
You have any flea bites?
I'm
on
good,
your
man.
Shit.
I don't have any of that. Don't put that out there. I'm
you have
good.
Flea
I've
bites?
Been tested all the time.
You don't have no flea bites?
No fucking flea bites. Man. That's fucked up.
See, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. We out.